Chairman Dumel.
Dr. Manenje, how are you? Benda.
Benda.
How are you?
I am very well.
Yeah, how was the weekend?
Traveling and it was good. It was good. Anyway.
Very well.
But it was the Honorable Masipa who was there greeting you there.
Oh, Dr. Masipa is on the platform.
Yes.
Dumela, chairman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He says
chairman.
Yeah?
Chairman, you know. I used to chairperson, so.
Yeah, well, you know, politically, he knows where he belongs. Huh? It's touching based on the comradeship.
All right.
Are you well, Dr. Masipa?
No, Gishabu.
We missed you on oversight. I thought you were going to be with us in Pedeja.
No, man, I missed you. How did it go?
It went well.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
No,
Akbare Breed will have a lot to say about it. Ughandet Akbare Breed.
Goed voorzitter en self.
Ek is baie goed, man.
Ek is bly om dit te hoor.
Yeah.
I hope the weekend at home was good at the village.
It was good, but yeah, a bit challenging, you know, trying to end the year, get some much needed rest. So yeah, it comes with its own challenges.
It does. I say everybody and says, you? No, I have to say it was a busy weekend. We had party meetings. So, so it doesn't feel like I had a weekend. I can feel it's the end of the year, but it's good. And it's always good to see party members. So we're ready and we're hoping we have another by-election this Wednesday. We beat the DA last Wednesday. So we're hoping all goes well this Wednesday.
Stop getting violent.
Point of order, Chair. No. Point of order, Chair. No.
I'm the one calling point of orders.
Chair. I'm raising the point of order.
How can you want
Honorable Kruger, you must help me here. Huh?
Point of order is, Chair. Point of order.
Point of order. You see, Chairperson, how upset they are. They are really, really. I just had to rile them a bit on this Tuesday morning.
I can't
morning.
Allow any violence on this platform. Please, we don't want to be beating people, okay?
Chairperson, we can't build our parties on luck. So it's not a... Yeah.
No.
Sometimes the in Afrikaans they say die blinde hoenderkie pik ook iets raak. So that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, we must remove this red tape because our point of order are not sustained so too fast.
No, that must be I'm still in charge here, so don't worry, I'm protected.
you see Chairperson. In the absence of Honorable Mahlatsi being here, I need to be the youth member and I need to stir a bit, you know? That's all. I'm just keeping my colleagues awake, that's all.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks, good Chair. And how are you?
Yay. Yeah, it could be better, but yeah, we're soldiering on.
Okay, I wanted to say that it's past 9 already, Chair. We can start the meeting.
Oh, you're the timekeeper.
Yes, Chair. Thank you.
Great. The secretariat has become timekeepers now. Let us get underway.
That's what you call efficiency, Honorable Chair.
Efficiency, eh? No, thank you. Mam Kakaza, good morning.
Morning,
good morning. Any apologies on your end?
Morning, Chair, and thank you very much. Good morning, members and colleagues. From my side, I've got the apology from UDM Chapa, is participating on the ANCOP. No, sorry. Is attending the ministerial conference. And then UDG is going to join the meeting from 9 until 10. Thereafter, is going to the select committee. That's the only two that I have from my side, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Manyamza, any apologies?
Thank you very much, Chair. Same as Albertina has read, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable members, good morning. Khoyamore, Molweni, Sanibonani, Dumelang Bagaetsho, Thobela, Apsheni, Dimacheroni. That's as far as I can get. It is wonderful to welcome
recording
you all
in progress
to this Portfolio Committee meeting of Agriculture and Reform and Rural Development as we kickstart the FIFA World Cup 2022 in Qatar. We want to call on all peace-loving global citizens and human rights activists to utilize this month in raising the Palestinian flag and those of oppressed nations around the world. Let us ensure that in this month, we stand side by side by all those that are suffering under oppressive regimes in all across the global community. We want to call on all of you, honorable members, to stay in support of our African five teams that have made it into the FIFA World Cup and those that you may pledge allegiance to. We would like to see you don your t-shirts and ensure that you are raising the flags of your teams so that we may see them through this month. It has promised to be an exceptionally great World Cup, as we see, and some of us are drawing back to 2010 when we hosted the FIFA World Cup here on our shores in the Republic of South Africa. We wonder when it will be back again and be hosted by one of our 55 states in the African continent, because it brings about quite a vibrant diversity of our beautiful continent. Honorable members, with that said, I will get into the matters of today as we continue with the amendment bill. And we will be, honorable members, be assisted by our parliamentary legal services. Mamu Papra Lutz will assist the committee as she did last week in ensuring that we are able to go through the bill, focusing on the amendment clauses as per the A list. We will then be able to adopt the A list and read the B bill or the B bill clause by clause, and members must be able to agree on each and every clause as we go through the B bill. Having done that, honorable members, if there be no further amendments, we will then present the B bill for adoption, if that is according with you, because as for next week, we would like to ensure that we have dealt and finished this. Honorable members would know that we still have an outstanding matter to attend to, with the Honorable Minister Mamuti Diza, that being of the ITB and the Special Master. So we would like to utilize next week's slot for that meeting if we are able to dispense of this amendment bill today. With that said, honorable members, we will conclude with two sets of minutes, that being of the 8th and the 15th of November. I will therefore, without wasting further time, call upon our parliamentary legal services to take us through the A list and the B bill. Mamupa Pralutz.
Thank you,
welcome.
Chair.
Welcome.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. Chair, if I can just ask permission from Albertina or Pumla to just give me sharing capabilities, Chair, then I will fly to the A-list as per the CREDA print that we got for discussion, Chair.
Certainly, Mamupa Pralutz, we have already given you hosting rights as confirmed by the Secretariat to Mamu Nyamza. You may proceed.
Chair, then I'm doing something wrong because it says host disabled screen sharing. Albertina or Pumla can maybe then from their side, if I'm having trouble, just flight the A-list for me, Chair. All that I basically want to do, the A-list has not changed since the Word version that members saw last week. We just want to show, before we flight the B-bill, we just want to show members what the CREDA print looks like, so that they can see the transfer from the Word document to the CREDA proofs that that informs the B-bill.
Okay, let us then ask the Secretariat to assist and see if we can be able to resolve this slight challenge of enabling you to be a host, and perhaps see if IT can assist in that regard.
Chair, I think it just allowed me, so there we go.
Perfect.
So Chair, as said, what we've done following last week with the members expressing their approval of the proposed amendments as we explained them through the Word documents, we have just asked through the Secretariat that CREDA provides a proof. So the A list, which members will see there, it's now going to be B15A, that's the A-list reflecting their amendments that we presented. So everything the Chair read out there at the last part of the previous meeting, we have merely asked them to transfer to this document. So nothing new has changed, Chair, unless members would like me to just touch on something again. With approval, Chair, I will move over then to reflect how this is read into the B-bill.
Honorable members, if that is in order, perhaps Mamupa Pralutz, you may just go page by page in saying page one, page two, and so that honorable members can just glance through it, and then we can move to the B bill.
Understood, Chair. I will do so. So, Chair, on page one, it's mostly reflective of the changes we brought into the definitions to streamline that a bit and to allow for clarity to be given by way of using the word prescribed. So the department can, where necessary, give further guidelines to provide clarity. But we looked at amending management systems and audit, and members will recall we took a section out of, or we deleted the idea of the indirect personal or financial interest from the definitions, and we took that to section two, which I think was the biggest amendment that we proposed, so that there is now a section where you can read an assignee, which was the definition that we deleted, where it comes to the criteria or the considerations that the minister must take into consideration when appointing a person undertaking your body. So we allowed for the knowledge of the product and the knowledge of the relevant management control system, and that there should be no indirect or direct personal financial interest, as that was the biggest concerns that came out of the public submissions. Chair, then with clause three, there was mainly the deletion of in the opinion of the executive officer to also just give expression to the public submissions on there on in that clause, Chair. That, Chair, is the first page of the A list. Chair, if
members. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chair.
Keep going all the way. Yeah?
Great, thank you, Chair. Chair, then clause four, it was also just a bit of cleaning up to align that where there is now being drawn a distinction between the various functions to clean things up a bit. So there's no need for that cross-reference anymore. So in clause four, it was basically what we call consequential amendments, because there's distinctions being drawn between audit and inspection and who does what when. So we just cleaned up the bill so that these are all consequential amendments with regards to cross-references, Chair, in clause four, as then pointed out in our previous documents. And then, Chair, in clause five, it was merely a technical amendment with a semicolon having to be added in. So, Chair, that's page two of the A list as per the CREDA proof for members of consideration. Thank you, Chair.
Please continue all the way down to page eight and finish the A list.
Yeah, Chair, the rest is just blank pages. My apology. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Mwamukwa Braluts. Honorable members, that is the A list as we dispensed of it last week. If all is in order, can we agree to proceed to the B bill? Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. If we agree, we will move over to the B bill and request to Mamu Barbara Lutz to take us through the B bill, clause by clause.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, so members will see on the last CREDA proofs that the Secretariat emailed through, this bill will now be B15B. So the previous one was the A list, and this is now the B bill that reflects those amendments. So, Chair, the scope of the bill remains the same. The intention is still to amend the Agricultural Product Standards Act to insert definitions and allow for certain practical and technical amendments. And members will see in clause one now that in the B bill, the definition of assignee has been removed. And the definition of audit has been streamlined, and the definition of management control systems have been streamlined as per the A list. The rest of the section one or clause one, Chair, is as per the tabled bill. So clause one is up for consideration by the members, Chair.
Honorable members. There's clause one, as presented by Mama Barbara Lutz. Can we agree on clause one?
We agree, Chair.
Agree, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kapa and Honorable Mamumba Bama. We agree and thus adopt clause one. Can we proceed?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, then members will now see here is clause two, That then reflects the biggest amendment, as said, with the financial interest and personal interest being prohibited with the appointment of an assignee, and the requirement that the assignee should, as per the needs, either have knowledge of the product or knowledge of the management control system, Chair. So clause two is up for consideration by the members.
Thank you, Mamupa Pralutz. Honorable members, there's clause two as presented by Mamupa Pralutz, and she has pointed out this is where the biggest change came to be effected. Can we have a mover for the adoption of clause two?
Chair, Honorable Michael, move for the adoption of that clause two.
Clause two. Honorable Michael moves for its adoption. Agreed. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kapa. We move to clause three.
Thank you, Chair. In clause three, Chair, that was concessions that the department made after the public submissions. That is where we have deleted the reference to the consideration of the executive officer, and we put in some time limits so that considerations can't take longer than 12 minutes when it comes to the assignee presenting the business plan and so forth. It must be within a specific period. So these are all just technical amendments to give the public some to put their minds at ease that processes won't run longer than anticipated, and these are all just amendments as to the concessions made by the department in response with the committee's approval, Chair. So clause three is up for the committee's consideration.
Honorable members, there's clause three as presented by Mama Barbara Lutz. Any mover for the adoption of clause three?
Chair, Mama Claw will move for the adoption of clause.
Thank you. Honorable Memasho moves for the adoption of clause three. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kapa. Seconds the adoption of clause three. Let's move to clause four, honorable members.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, clause four is the consequential amendments with the clarifying when something is ordered and when it's an inspection. So as I indicated to members, certain cross-references being deleted and others being inserted just to clarify when an inspection is happening and when an audit is happening. So clause four, section 3A, just has those consequential technical amendments to make sure that there is clarity as to when which function is being attended to, Chair. So that is clause four up for consideration.
Honorable members, clause four up for consideration. Any movers for adoption of clause four?
I move for the adoption of clause four, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mbabama. Any second, honorable members?
I will second, Chair.
Akhbare Briet seconds the adoption of clause four. Clause five.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, clause five was just a technical amendment of adding the semicolon there. The rest is as per the bill was tabled. Thank you, Chair. It's up for consideration by the members.
Thank you, Mama Papra Luz. Honorable members, there's clause five. Nothing much has changed to it. Any mover for the adoption of clause five?
A move for the adoption, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kaba, for the move to adopt clause 5. Any seconder?
I second the move, Chair.
Honorable Mbabama seconds the move to adopt clause 5. We move on to clause 6.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we have done no amendments to clause 6. Clause 6 is just as it was tabled, stipulating the short title of the bill. So once it is adopted, it will be the Amendment Act and not the Amendment Bill. And it allows for operation to come for its operation on a date fixed by the President. So clause 6, Chair, as per the table bill, is up for consideration.
Thank you, Mamupa Pralutz. Honorable members, there's clause 6. Any mover for the adoption?
Chair, I will move for the adoption.
Thank you, Akhbare Brett. Moves for the adoption of clause 6. Any seconder?
Member
Mahlo and Mam Babama second the adoption of second the adoption of the clause 6. Thank you, honorable members. Is that all, Mamupa Pralutz, or is the clause 7? Seems to be all.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the rest of the bill is just the objects memo. That does not require the committee to specifically vote on it because it won't be part of the act. It's a guiding line for the processing of the bill to give clarity as to the certain amendments. We did clean it up a bit. In clause 1, we just deleted the reference to assignee. And for instance, here in clause 2, we added the no direct or indirect financial interest. But Chair, this is not officially going to be part of the act once it is so adopted by Parliament. But just to highlight to the committee that we did do the consequential amendments in the descriptions of what was removed and what isn't there, so that there is some for research purposes guidelines in future, Chair. That's up to the committee if they want to fully consider that, but it's not required for voting, Chair.
Thank you, Mamupa Pralutz. Honorable members, there is the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill, B bill, as it has been presented by Mamupa Pralutz, and we have gone through each clause, ensuring that the amendments that were effected by honorable members have been included in the B bill. We will now proceed to the adoption of the entire bill, being the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill. Honorable members, can we have a mover for the bill as presented to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development by the Parliament Legal Services, Mamupa Pralutz? Any movers for the adoption of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill? Honorable members?
Yes, sir. Chair Thandekani Mbabama, I move for the adoption of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill in its entirety.
Thank you, Honorable Mbabama. Moves for the adoption of the amendment bill in its entirety. Can we have a second, honorable members?
Chair. Yes,
honorable Chair. You may proceed, honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I second the move of the adoption of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Chair seconds the adoption of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment. Honorable members, with that said, concludes our deliberations on the bill, and it will therefore be sent to the National Assembly for consideration. We have with us honorable members, an opportunity that allows us for next week, having concluded the work that we had on the bill, to be able to request the meeting with the ITB as well as the special master with the minister. We will ask the secretariat to do so accordingly. Manyamza, Mamkakaza, I see the report on the portfolio committee has been flighted. Is you wanting us to read through that? Or can we dispense of that?
Yes, Chair, we have to read it through.
All right. Let us do so for the purposes of recording it in having been dealt with honorable members. And it reads as follows. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill, B15, 2021. National Assembly, Section 76, dated the 22nd of November, 2022. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, brackets, the Portfolio Committee, close brackets, having considered the Agricultural Products Standard Amendment Bill, brackets, National Assembly, Section 76, close brackets, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 76 bill, reports the bill with amendments B15A 2021 as follows. The Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill B15 2021, open brackets, the bill, close brackets, was introduced in the National Assembly and referred to the Portfolio Committee on the 5th of August, 2021. The bill seeks to amend the Agricultural Product Standard Act 1990, Act Number 119 of 1990, so as to insert definitions and substitute others, provide for auditing of a product for management control system, make provision for the setting of tariffs by assignee on a cost recovery basis, make further provisions for the minister to make regulations pertaining to audit and management control systems, and provide for matters connected therewith. Having called for public submissions on the bill and considered the public submissions received, and further having determined a need for the amendments during the deliberations of the mode of desirability of the bill, the committee identified the need for some of the clauses to be amended in order to align the content of the bill with the plain language approach to legislation. Consequently, the following amendments were agreed to. Clause 1 on page 2 from line 7 to omit paragraph A. 2 on page 2 in line 12 to omit a systematic and functionally independent, and to substitute N, page on point 3, on page 3, in line 1, to omit manner or and substitute prescribed. 4, on page 3, from line 4, to omit in respect of the sale or export of a product. 5 on page 3 in line 12, after 4, to insert any and to omit or otherwise. On clause 2, 1 clause rejected. The new clause, 1, that the following be a new clause. Amendment of Section 2 of Act 119 of 1990, as amended by Section 2 of Act 63 of 1998. 2, Section 2 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the substitution in subsection 3 for paragraph A of the following paragraph. A, the minister may, for the purposes of the application of this act or certain provisions thereof with regards to a particular product, designate any person, undertaking, body, institution, association, or board having particular knowledge in respect of the products concerned as an assignee in respect of that product. Designate an as assignee a person undertaking, body, institution, association, or board. Roman figure 1, having a particular knowledge of the product concerned, or Roman figure 2, having a particular knowledge of the relevant management control system with no direct or indirect personal or financial interest. Clause 3, 1 on page 3, in line with 35, after consent to insert within a specified period. 2, on page 3, for line 41, to omit, in the opinion of the executive officer. 3, on page 3, in line 45, after period, to insert, not exceeding 12 months. Clause 4, 1, on page 3, from line 52, to omit paragraph B. 2, on page 4, from line 4, to omit paragraph C, and to substitute C with in line, in the case of action under subsection 1D, the relevant person referred to in subsection 1 may inspect, audit the management control system in connection with any action referred to in subsection 1D and demand from the owner or custodian of the product, material, substance, or other article in question, or from the person supervising such management. Are we sleeping on the job? Control system, any formation or an explanation regarding the management control system product, material, substance, or other article in question. And 3, on page 4, after line 12, to insert the following paragraph, C, by the substitution in subsection 4, for the following subsection, 4, in the case of action under subsection 1B, C, D, or E, or subsection 2C, by the relevant person referred to in subsection 1, the owner of the product in question shall pay the prescribed fees or the amount determined by the assignee, as the case may be, for such action. Clause 5, 1, on page 4, in line 18, after management control system, to insert. Hello, can we move along now? Oh, is that it? That's it, honorable members, with clause 5. The bill has been presented and read before the portfolio committee. All the amendments shall be sent to the National Assembly for consideration. Honorable members, that concludes our work as far as the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill. Yes, Mom Kakas?
Can we have a mover chair for adoption of that report?
Oh, we started with that, but having read that, I think to ensure that we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, we will now call for a mover for the adoption of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill as read and presented before the Portfolio Committee. Honorable members, can we have a mover for the adoption?
Chair, Member Chris here moving for adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Member Cho moves for the adoption. Can we have a second, our honorable members?
Chairperson, I will second.
Thank you, Akhbare Briet seconds the adoption of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill. With that said, honorable members, the bill shall now be sent to the National Assembly for consideration. Honorable members, this concludes our work as far as the bill is concerned. We will now move to the adoption of our minutes, as I did say in our opening remarks, that we have two sets of minutes to dispense of, that of the 8th of November as well as the 15th of November. There is page 1 of the minutes of the 8th of November 2022. Page 2. Page 3. Thank you, honorable members. There's the minutes of the 8th of November, 2022. Can we have a move of the adoption of the minutes? I don't see any hands, honorable members. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of November, 2022?
Chair, Member Atro is here to move for the adoption of those minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Akhbare Mahlo, for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of November, 2022. Can we have a second, our honorable members?
Chair, I will second.
Akhbare Briet moves for seconds the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of November, 2022. Any matters arising, honorable members? On page 1. Page 2. Page 3. With no matters arising, honorable members, the meeting, the minutes of the 8th of November 2022 have been duly adopted. Let's move to our second set of minutes, the 15th of November 2022. Page one, honorable members. Page two. Page three. Page four. Thank you, honorable members. Those are the minutes for the 15th of November, 2022. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chair Thandeka Mpapama moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 15th of November.
Thank you, honorable Mpapama moves for the adoption. Can we have the second, honorable members?
Chairperson, I will second.
The twins, Honorable Briet and Honorable Chwete, move for the seconding of the adoption of the minutes of the 15th of November, 2022. Thank you, honorable members. Any matters arising? Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. With no matters arising, honorable members.
Chairperson,
honorable Kruger, you may proceed.
Thank you, Chair. 4.3, the committee would consider engaging with commodity groups in order to understand their trading environment. Chair, I think we need a timeline here. It's a bit vague, so if the committee advisor or the secretary can give us some dates so that we can start engaging with this commodity groups, it will be appreciated. So maybe we must just ask so that we can get a program of action or a timeline when will we engaging with this commodity groups? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. This is a issue that was raised by Honorable Ntate Masipa in our meeting, and we have noted of it. Unfortunately, there's just too many of these commodity groups. Pointing out alone in the Western Cape, there is 11. Can imagine, therefore, how many they are in terms of the Republic of South Africa in its totality. We will leave it as it is and look as to what is the best formula of engaging with these commodity groups, because in every aspect of the work that we do, they are offered an opportunity to engage with the portfolio committee through submissions that they may be able to bring before the committee. So as we do our work, we will look into ensuring as to how best do we reach out to these commodity groups. And I guess in line with our TEMS program, as we always present to the portfolio committee, our program for each term, and we look into slotting those issues of importance. So we will request the secretariat to look into our program as to how best to engage with these commodity groups and where to locate them. So for now, it will stand as is, as it was something captured directly from the input of the Honorable Ntate Masipa. Thank you. Honorable members, if no further matters for arising, let's look at the hands. I see, Ntate Masipa, you may proceed.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to our colleagues. Chair, the matter point for, thanks for the 4.3 matter in terms of clarifying it. The 4.2 matter, I think it's been coming every time we have meetings. I think, Chair, there must be probably, you know, a way forward, that the committee must chart a way forward. 4.4 says the committee further noted the absence of the deputy minister Squacha in the PC meeting without submission of any apology in some of the committee meetings. Chair, I think the committee needs to make a call as to what action steps is the committee taking with regards to this. I just thought, let me just raise this point. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you for raising it, Honorable Ntate Masipa. What program are you wanting to chart forward? Any proposal?
The one proposal which I think is very simple, Chair, is for you to write on behalf of the committee to him and maybe just gather what's the reasons why is he not attending to committee meeting. That's one. And why is he not sending an apology? Because that's the process. That's how it's supposed to be.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. It is what we always do in terms of the management committee. We do write to the ministry, in particular, the minister responsible for the department, in raising issues of concerns on part of the committee. And we have been taken into confidence that these matters will be attended to. We've gone as far as ensuring or requesting that at every sitting of the committee, there must at least be one member of the executive attending our meetings. So I ask again, what further programs of actions are you proposing?
Chair, I open it to fellow committee members. If I'm the only one and Honorable Tswete being bothered about this, I think let's hear what the other committee members have to say.
We'll put it to the portfolio committee, as this is a portfolio committee issue that Honorable Masipa, it's not you and Honorable Chete's issue. I don't want it to be put out in the public domain that it is a more personal issue between you and Metrede, looking at the attendance of Honorable Deputy Minister Squatter. It is a committee issue. We don't take light to the absence of the executive in its totality in our meetings. I therefore want to understand from honorable members as to furthermore to the notification and the correspondence that we sent to the department and the non-attendance of the ministry on our meetings. What further actions do you wish for us to engage on? I see a hand from the secretariat. I want to pave the way forward. Also, the Honorable Traitor's hand is up. Perhaps we take the hand of Honorable Traitor first before, is it Mam Kakaza that is raising a hand or Manyamza?
Nyamza, Chair.
All right, we'll take your hand after this. Let's hear what Honorable Traitor has to say. Mam Traitor.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the issue of 4.2, I'm not really, I would, how do I put this? On the issue 4.2, maybe we as the committee write organized advice or guidance on how to legally, where do we stand on this matter? One, Chair, as much as we can write to the ministry and seek this explanation of what is happening, let's all remember that it's a constitutional requirement that the executive must come in account. The issue of Deputy Minister, Chair, there are serious things that are assigned to him as a Deputy Minister that are affecting the work or our oversight in terms of, if we look at the underspending, where we underspend on the programs, it is really where it is assigned to him. Now, Chair, with that in mind, or with that background, and currently, even if we look at these minutes, the very same ones that we are adopting, Chair, is still the continuation of the same. I think, Chair, we need to take all necessary, including writing to the Speaker of Parliament, sir. The second issue that I want to comment on is 4.1. I want to put it or remind me that the meeting of the 11th of November, we did not come to that meeting with that date. The minister suggested that date, as per the report of the secretariat, that it was scheduled on the 11th. But it did not happen because the minister was out of the country. Now, Chair, for me to allow the secretariat or to task the secretariat to look for a suitable date before end of the term, there's an extension of 1 week on the term of parliament, which is supposed to be ending on the 2nd, which is this Friday. Your next week Friday, but it's ending on the 6th, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Chair,
we need to say on the certain date, we need the minister to come and update us on the issue of Ingonyama Trust. We can't keep on getting apologies and rechanging of dates. This matter has been outstanding, if I'm not mistaken, for almost 2 years now. We have been deferred this since our oversight in KZN. It's almost
Honorable
2 years
Traitor.
Now. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Traitor.
Yes.
We've requested the Secretariat to inform the Minister and request her attendance on next week, Tuesday being November the 29th, for specifically the issue of ITB and the special master. We were not able to have this meeting on the 11th due to an event on labor attendance that was hosted by the special master. So as a result of that, we've now requested next week, Tuesday being the 29th of November, to have such a meeting, and we will inform the committee accordingly. We are, as correctly put, coming to an end of our calendar, as we will be rising first week of December. Honorable members, the Secretariat, Mama Pumla Nyamza, wanted to assist the committee in terms of how we proceed in engaging further on this matter. Ma Nyamza.
Thank you very much, Chair. The matter of DM Square, Chair, is very technical, Chair, in the sense that apologies are submitted today for this meeting. We don't receive an apology for the next meeting. We received an apology for the other meeting. Now it becomes technical because the rules are saying if a member is not attending without sending an apology for three meetings, then you the secretariat or the support staff must write to the speaker and inform the speaker about that apology. But in this case, it becomes difficult because sometimes when we adjourn the meeting, you'll find that there is an apology that is sitting on your desktop, on your email, that has been sent. Maybe sometimes it's sent earlier, it's 8 o'clock, but because of the network, it was delayed up until the meeting has started. Secondly, all the members of parliament, they account to their parties about absenteeism. So I would rather suggest that the chairperson and Medlape to talk to the chief whip of the majority party, because the deputy minister Squatcha is deployed by the ANC in parliament. Therefore, it will be the ANC that will give guidance to that. For the speakers, we are confined with the fact that by the fact that he submits, he does not submit, we receive, we do not receive. So there are no meetings that are following each other that the minister did not submit an apology. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Ma Nyamza, yes,
my Chair, is it
Honorable
my
Kruger?
Yes, thank
was
you, Chair.
Hand, or you want to speak?
No, I want to speak also on 4.2. You ask us for guidance, Chairperson. I think, maybe if it's possible, you need to speak to your colleague from the tourism committee. They seem to have the same problem, and they, as a committee, decided on certain steps. So maybe we will get guidance from them how to handle the matter. And it seems that it's very effective. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Akbare Kruger. Please don't defer the work of our committee to another committee. We are capable to do the work ourselves and to find the solutions of our committee ourselves. Let us say, Honorable Ntate Masipa, is that a hand?
Chair, yes, it's a hand. But Chair, I think Honorable Kruger started what I wanted to say, but it sounds like you stopped him from finishing the...
He had already concluded. I didn't stop anything, Ntate Masipa. Please proceed and stick on to the issue.
Okay, I think, Chair, what is important is that we obviously, through you, Chair, we can write to the Speaker. And I think, as the Secretariat has said, that this is a constitutional mandate, or not the Secretariat, but the Honorable Chota, I think she's the one that said that. It's a constitutional mandate that the Ministry must account to this portfolio committee. So I think that's number one. I think we need to probably explore that. But failing that, it might just mean that, you know, from our party side, then we will obviously be writing to the Speaker on this matter. So I just wanted to say that maybe that's the first and obviously the option that as a committee we have got now to write to the Speaker and inform the Speaker about the absence, and obviously we are not able to conduct oversight. As Honorable Tswete has raised issues of, you know, issues that are in that particular portfolio that Honorable Squacha is responsible for. I do think that, you know, we need to speak to the Speaker first, and also, you know, we can go and engage with our political parties, but I think it is important from your side, you know, use your constitutional mandate to engage with the Speaker and I'm muted by mistake, and informed about our dilemma with regards to this matter. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. Thembu Mkulu, Velas, the Honorable Kapa. The Honorable Balkapa, your hand is up. To Kapa. All right. Thank you, Honorable Members. Your input will be taken for consideration, and there's you were listening to the input given by the Secretariat to Manyamsa in terms of technicality must be considered in writing to the Speaker, as you haven't had three consecutive meetings that have been missed. So we will look into the technicalities of that, but raise the matter with the Speaker nonetheless. That is all that was on our minutes and consideration for matters arising. With no further matters arising on the minutes of the 15th November 2022, the minutes have been duly adopted. Honorable Members, that concludes the work before us on this wonderful Tuesday morning of the 22nd of November, 2022. We want to wish you all a most wonderful day ahead. Do be cautioned that we do have plenary hybrid meeting at 2 o'clock in Good Hope Chamber for those that will be attending physically. And those that will be attending virtually, please log on time at 1:30. so we can be able to proceed accordingly. We wish you a great week ahead, and do ensure that you continue pledging your support to your most favored nations in the FIFA World Cup 2022 in Qatar, which promises to be a real outstanding event. We've seen some of the goals going to even 5-1 with England leading there. But I think it's promising to be a very eventful tournament. And we would want to see in the portfolio committee chat group as to what are the predictions for the victors, who will lift up the trophy on the 18th of December when we close the World Cup. So best of luck to everyone, and enjoy the week ahead. Thank you. The meeting stands adjourned.
Chair. We are going to clap the FF Plus tomorrow.
No violence, please.
I feel that you need to protect me here.